Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the NICD and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. Professor Shoub, good afternoon to you. I hope you are well.
Good afternoon, Simon. Yes, very well. I hope you are too.
I am indeed. How could I not be, Prof? I'm right opposite the Atlantic seaboard, smelling in thick, beautiful air, so everything is good. talk to me about lifting the pause on the healthcare workers vaccine program.
Yeah, I thought I'd just give an update on the ministers. The minister had a press release, was it last night or this morning? I think probably this morning. So just maybe one or two comments on that. As you said, the pause will be lifted on Wednesday. Wednesday they're going to start again on the program and pick up where they left off. They've actually expanded it to now 95 sites where the vaccination will be given. So I think they're really kind of in a bit of a rush now to make up for lost time and try and complete phase one by the middle of May. They're actually aiming to finish all healthcare workers by the 16th of May so that phase two can start on the 17th of May. So the reason why they've lifted the pause is that they're now pretty sure that even if there is a direct causation, and that still has to be established, by the way, with the clotting, it's going to be very, very rare. The FDA in the United States, the CDC, and countries throughout the world have all agreed that they're now lifting the pause. The risk is extremely small. It seems to be limited, well, not limited, but certainly much more common in a younger female between 18 and 48 years of age. So in some countries, they're actually only administering AstraZeneca, which also has the same problem, or Johnson & Johnson in older women and all men. We haven't done that in this country, but there is a bit of a health warning. You know, when you take a Panado, you get a package insert and you look at it and you get a real scrick because you think, wow, you
yes,
know, there are so many kind of side effects.
Sure.
But these are extremely rare.
Prof, I listen to you and I also just think we the longer this process takes to vaccinate, the more trouble we're going to get in, because whilst Israel may have achieved herd immunity, jury's out, but almost there, America, they're saying it's doubtful they'll be able to get there because so many young Americans are now feeling this is not something they want to put in their bodies.
Yeah, look, there is a bit of vaccine hesitancy even in Israel, particularly in the Haredi community. I don't quite totally agree about herd immunity even in Israel. I think that's, you know, we're not really talking, you know, herd immunity in terms of serious disease, but not in terms of that we're going completely, back to normal and not going to have the virus. I think that there's still going to be some remnant of the virus, but we can tolerate very mild illness, and I think that's what we will be tolerating. So I think it's just going to change the characteristic of the virus. Eventually. But, we do need to kind of catch up on time. We've lost quite a bit. So phase two will be starting from the 17th of May. There is ample vaccine which is coming, according to the minister, 1.1 million of Johnson & Johnson and another million of Pfizer, which are going to come about the middle of May. So phase two should start, and there's quite a lot of confidence in it. Well, the minister's certainly giving out the confidence. We'll see when it happens. But I think it's probably, you know, there has a lot of kind of organization has gone into it. They are selling now like 2,369, I've got in front of me, sites which are registered for vaccination for phase two. And they're really aiming for over 3,000 sites eventually. The storage, the distribution, the couriering of vaccines, so all that has been in fine detail, according to on paper, has been worked out, and hopefully it will be implemented quite successfully. You know, a lot of people are very kind of skeptical, but you know, if you look at the antiretroviral program, that has been extremely successful, and hopefully this COVID vaccination will follow in those footsteps.
Hopefully, indeed. Karen Oshry responding to you this afternoon, Prof, saying encouraging news from the Prof. So thanks for that input today, Prof, and we'll speak again tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, Simon. All the best.